Video game sales have fallen over the past year because of the economy, but consider this. Last year, Americans still spent nearly $20 billion on video game equipment. That is double what Americans spent on gaming just 5 years ago. And it's not just teenage boys driving that market. So we're going to talk about that with Jesse Schell. He teaches entertainment technology at Carnegie Mellon University and also is a game developer himself. The company is called Schell Games. Mr. Schell, welcome to the program.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here.
And when I say it's not just teenage boys, who's buying all this stuff?
Oh, everyone. I mean, there are games now for pretty much every age, every demographic. More and more women are going online, but really it comes down to everybody's playing games.
When you say more and more women, we're talking about adult women here?
Oh, yes. The single largest demographic that plays games online is middle-aged women.
Middle-aged women. What is the game that appeals most to middle-aged women, if you can identify one?
Oh, there's a number of games. Bejeweled was very popular, but one of the real up-and-comers this year was a game called Farmville.
Well, I have to confess that I'm not a player, but I understand that what you're doing is you're pretending to farm. Is that correct?
That's right. You know, you have a little farm and you plant little crops, and it's very, very simple. The whole thing is designed to be played for maybe 30 seconds or a couple minutes at a time.
This does sound a little bit different than, say, Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing that's happening. Games are just evolving into, like, they're evolving like species, you know, in order to fit into every little niche of our lives.
And when you talk about little niches, I mean, developing a game that is addictive to some people but can be played in 30 seconds at a time, that does seem to fit the way that people are increasingly scattered with their time, doesn't it?
Yes, definitely. And these Facebook games are very interesting because almost all of them are completely free to play to get started. But they give you a certain amount of energy, so a certain amount of time you can play each day. And if you decide you want to play more than that, it's easily done. You put some money in, and they'll give you more energy. And on top of that, there's a more complex aspect to this, which is a thing called lead generation. Mm-hmm. And the idea here is you can do things like sign up for a credit card, sign up for a Netflix account, and they'll give you virtual currency.
This is like getting points through your Amex card, but almost in reverse. You get points in the game when you sign up for the credit card.
That's exactly right. And it's interesting how these virtual economies are becoming real drivers for real economy.
You know, every now and again, you hear people worrying about advertising on television getting more and more integrated with the programs. And are there any barriers that anybody sees to that kind of integration between advertising and game playing?
Oh, I don't know if there are any obvious barriers other than if players become disgusted with certain aspects of advertising. I mean, you look at how advertising has integrated itself into something as simple as email. If you told people 10 years ago, hey, we've got a new email system and a major corporation is going to scan every word of every email you send and try and sell you things through little advertisements, people would say that you were crazy. But now that's the Google Gmail system. It's one of the most popular systems. It's certainly the one I use.
You gave a speech recently that's gotten a lot of attention in which you tried to paint a picture of where we're going, what the future looks like. What did you say?
Well, what I talked about was how these game systems and the point systems that we know from the real world are going to collide because we're going to have more and more sensors. That's one of the things that's changing video games. You look at the Xbox is going to come out with a camera that sits on top of your television, and you control games by just moving your body. You don't have any controller at all. And technologies are getting cheaper and cheaper to the point that we're going to have disposable technologies. And it's very likely the game systems are going to penetrate in here, and you're going to get rewarded for all kinds of things. Your toothbrush will give you points if you brush your teeth every day. The cornflakes box will give you points the more you eat cornflakes. And I think we're going to see more and more of that because technology is just creeping into these places we don't expect.
I'm glad you say creeping because this sounds creepy. I mean, I'm actually thinking of George Orwell's 1984, except instead of some totalitarian government imposing this on us, we volunteer for it.
Exactly. Frankly, I think Brave New World is a better analogy.
Brave New World. Jesse Schell, author of The Art of Game Design and the CEO of Schell Games. Jesse, thanks.
Thank you.